This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Are you a poinsettia or a poinsettia person? Both pronunciations are correct, and today we celebrate National Poinsettia Day. It's actually a native of Mexico, where it grows like a weed and can reach 10 feet tall. Mexican legend holds that the leaves, shaped like the Star of Bethlehem, first bloomed red for a poor girl who wanted to bring a gift to the manger scene at the local church, but had no money. Her cousin, who walked to the church with her, said, "Even the most humble gift, if given in love, would be acceptable to Jesus." So the girl picked the weed, and when she laid it at the altar, it turned a beautiful bright red. And so the red flowers were called flowers of the holy night. Technically, they're not flowers, but what's called bracts, or modified leaves. The flowers are those small clusters in the middle of the modified leaves. When selecting your poinsettia, you want those on the plant. You also want the regular leaves to be a nice deep green color all the way down to the soil line. Don't bother with one that started to yellow or wilt. It won't last. Check the soil moisture and make sure it's not soggy. Moist is fine. Soggy means possible root rot. Turn the plant to make sure it's full all the way around, and don't choose the plant that's been sitting with a plastic sleeve on it for very long. They deteriorate faster. Do have your new purchase sleeved before you take it outdoors, but once you're home, get that sleeve off. 6 hours of indirect light is perfect for your poinsettia. Keep it out of cold drafts, away from heat registers, and don't set it on top of any heat source. If it has foil around the pot, punch holes in that to let the water drain. You do not want your poinsettia sitting in water. Check it daily and water when the top feels slightly dry. Water until it runs out the bottom, then empty the saucer. Your poinsettia should last for weeks. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.